This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1985.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home, at school, at play, and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus. Won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi, my friend, come on in. We're your friends from the Children's Bible Hour, and we'd love to have you spend the next half hour or so with us. We promise to fill this time with lots of good things, bright music, a repeat of last week's treasure hunt question in case you missed it, and then an interesting and helpful story called Short Changed. Have you ever been short-changed at the grocery store? No fun, is it? Well, it's much worse to be short-changed in other ways, and our story will explain that for us. Today, our cousins are starting out with some very familiar choruses so that you can sing along. Can't sing, you say? Well, what does the Bible say? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We can all do that. So warm up those old vocal cords, and whether you're in the car, in the house, in the barn, or even in the shower, sing along on Give Me Oil in My Lamp.
Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning.
Now another one most of you know. Amen, brother. Amen. Sing along now if you know this one.
Jesus Christ the same today.
You're doing so well, I hate to quit. Let's try one more. It might not be quite as familiar, but sing along if you know it. Let's talk about Jesus.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme through all eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus.
Two little ones with us today, and both of them have songs with a good lesson for young and old alike. The first is a new little girl that we'll be hearing about once a month from now on. Her name is Melissa. Her brother Chris sings in our choir. She's just 4 years old, and today she's going to tell us what she does when Mr. Satan knocks at her front door. First, she has a good Bible verse.
Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. When Mr. Satan knocks at my heart's door and says, may I come in?
Jackie's little four-year-old brother, Jonathan, is with us today, and he, too, has a song that's so good for young and old listening right now. We should obey right away.
Listen to your father, this is wise advice. Never make your mother give an order twice. Follow their instructions, quickly answer yes. Hearken right away. To delay is to disobey. I will obey the first time I'm told. I will obey right away. Never asking why, never with a sigh. I will obey right away. Keep the Lord's commandments, demonstrate your love. This alone will please your Father up above. Read God's holy word and listen when He speaks. Hearken right away. To delay is to disobey. I will obey the first time I'm told. I will obey right away. Never asking why.
Melinda, Missy, and Amy, our three nieces, have a good song that tells us we ought to spend a little time with Jesus in prayer.
When your grief cannot be spoken, if you smile, it's but a token.
What happens when we spend some time with Jesus in prayer? Well, as 11-year-old Lisa puts it in her song, burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Days are filled with sorrow and care. Hearts are lonely and drear. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there. Calvary, Calvary, burdens are
Thank you, Lisa, for that very beautiful song. Have you remembered to send for Keys for Kids? If you haven't, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. And be sure to write and join the thousands of others who are using Keys for Kids. Let me share just a little bit of an excerpt from a letter that came not long ago. Thank you so much for giving yourselves to this ministry. Our children and ourselves have been so blessed by Keys for Kids. Our 7-year-old said a while ago, I used to hate evotions, but since we got Keys for Kids, I love evotions. Well, he and our other 3 have learned some very practical lessons. We all appreciate our time in the Word with the aid of Keys for Kids. And as God so often has it happen, many times the devotion has been square on an issue we are dealing with at the time. And you know something, we get that kind of report over and over again. And of course, every time we prepare a Keys for Kids devotion, we pray that it will meet the need of some family or some boy or girl who's reading it. So be sure to write and ask for Keys for Kids. It is free for the asking. Help with printing and postage, oh sure, it's much appreciated. That is a help, but it's not necessary. I want you to have it. Here's where to write: Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. We have 2 good things to go with the story. First up is Mary Beth with some scripture and a song taken right from the Word of God.
Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
My God shall supply all of your needs, all of your needs, all of your needs. My God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory.
And now Darren prepares us for our interesting story, Short Changed, by singing the old gospel song, If I Gained the World.
If I gained the world but not the Savior, were my life worth living for a day? Could my yearning heart find rest and comfort in the things that soon must pass away?
Kids, it's story time.
Today's story, written especially for Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled Short Changed.
That's 39 cents out of a dollar. Let's see. Here's your change. 50, 75, a dollar. Thank you.
But ma'am, that was only 39 cents, not 49.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here's your dime. I didn't mean to shortchange you.
Ever have that happen to you? When you are overcharged for something and don't receive enough in return, you're short-changed. And no one likes to be short-changed.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike, happy birthday to you. Wake up, sleepyhead.
Aw, go away, Mary. It's Saturday and it's my birthday. I should be able to sleep as late as I want today.
But Mike, it's 10 o'clock and the postman just came. Look what he brought you.
What? Let me see.
Here, it looks like a birthday card, but it's awful heavy. Must be something in it.
I wonder who sent me a birthday card.
Well, you'll never know until you open it.
Why, it's from Mr. Wayne, our Sunday school teacher. And look here, Mary. See what else he sent?
Oh, 10 dimes. Boy, that was swell of him. You can thank him tomorrow morning at Sunday school.
I'm not going to Sunday school in the morning.
Not going? But, Mike, why not?
Because that Sunday school business is kid stuff. I'm 13 now.
But Mike, lots of teenagers go to Sunday school.
Not me. I made up my mind a long time ago that when I was 13, I was quitting.
Oh, Mike, Mr. Wayne will be so hurt. And what will Mother say?
What can she say? She never goes herself.
But she has to work on Sundays, sometimes.
Sure, sure. Well, I've got things to do on Sunday morning from now on, too. I'm not a little kid anymore. Say, listen to what Mr. Wayne wrote in his card. Dear Mike, these are very special dimes, just as this is a very special birthday for you. Be careful how you spend your dimes and how you spend your life. With best wishes and prayers, Mr. Wayne.
That sounds funny. I wonder what is so special about those dimes. Let me see one, Mike.
Here. I can't see anything special about them. Can you?
No. Look like ordinary dimes to me. They're not brand new or real old.
Well, I wonder what he's talking about. These are very special dimes. Be careful how you spend your dimes and your life. He sure is a strange one. Why didn't he just tell me what's so special about them?
Beats me. Hey, when are you gonna get up? Mother left a note this morning with lots of things on it for us to do today.
Brother, you might know. Take out the trash, sweep the porch, clean up your room. Doesn't she know it's my birthday?
Sure she knows. I saw a birthday cake in the cupboard. Now get up.
Well, good morning, Mary. Hey, where's Mike?
He didn't come this morning, Mr. Wayne. He thinks he's too old for Sunday school, now that he's 13.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mary. We'll have to pray for Mike. The Lord can change his mind.
I do hope so, Mr. Wayne. Mother tried, but she couldn't. Mike said why should he go when she doesn't?
Doesn't your mother work at the hospital, Mary?
Yeah, she has to work on Sundays sometimes. When she isn't working, though, she says she's too tired or has too much housework to do.
Well, then we should add your mother's name to our prayer list, Mary. The Lord Jesus can change her mind, too.
I wish he would, Mr. Wayne. I've tried, but she won't listen to me.
You know, Mary, the Lord has a way of talking to people that they just can't ignore. We'll pray for both Mike and your mother this morning. There's the bell for class. Everyone to your seat, please.
What time is it? Oh, it's only 9:45. Be 2.5 hours yet before Mary gets home. Wish I could go back to sleep, but I'm not the least bit sleepy. I guess I'll get up. No need to waste a beautiful Sunday morning. 10:30. Boy, sure is quiet around this neighborhood on Sunday morning. Does everyone go to Sunday school or sleep late? What can I do? I sure am thirsty. Wish I had a Coke. I know. I'll take those dimes Mr. Wayne sent me and walk down to the filling station. They've got a candy machine, too. I wonder, though, if I should spend them. Sure couldn't see anything special about him. Mr. Wayne probably just said that to scare me into saving him. Yeah, that's it. He's just trying to trick me into saving him. Boy, that Coke sure will... One Coke coming up. Rather down. Boy, that's a good cold one. Now, what kind of candy do I want? They all look good. Come to think of it, I didn't have any breakfast. Think I'll have two candy bars. Boy, that Coke didn't last long. Guess I'd better have another one to go with this other candy bar. Let's see if I have enough money. Yeah, just barely. Come on, machine, give me my Coke. Turn loose, you old machine. Give me back my money.
Hey there, kid, what do you mean beating up on my machine? Those machines cost money, you know.
Well, the stupid thing took my money and wouldn't give me a Coke.
Well, quit beating on it. I'll unlock it and get your money out. Here's your dimes. Say...
What are you putting my dimes in your pocket for?
Don't get excited. I'm just trading with you. Let me get you a Coke. That's what you wanted, isn't it? Hey, kid, did you put any more of these dimes in this machine?
Yeah, and in the candy machine, too. Why?
Oh, I just wondered.
Now what am I gonna do? Still an hour and a half before Mary will be home. I sure didn't know Sunday mornings were so long. They never seem this long at Sunday school. I wonder what they're doing now.
So Esau sold his birthright for one dish of pottage. Yes, Mary?
That was a foolish trade. Selling his right to a double portion of all his father Isaac's property and the right to be the head of the house when Isaac died. All just for a measly bowl of beans.
It sure was. I don't even like beans.
Well, do you know that people today often make trades that are just about as foolish?
I know. One time I traded a good basketball for a gasoline airplane with a broken wing.
Well, I'm sure we've all made foolish trades before, Greg. But some trades are more serious than others. You know, Satan is a master trader. He can drive a sharp bargain. If he can get you to trade your honesty for some answers to an upcoming exam, why, he'll do it. Or he may try to get you to trade your prayer time for a few more minutes to play. Or he may show you a comic book when you should be reading your Bible. Or sometimes he swaps a few minutes' pleasure for a person's reputation. It's important to realize that our time, our honesty, and our salvation is very valuable. Then we won't be fooled into trading for some cheap, temporary pleasure that Satan might offer us. We had better be careful or, well, he'll shortchange us. Well, time's up. I do hope you've learned something today, class, which will keep you from being shortchanged by the devil. Don't sell out to him. Your soul is too precious to bargain with. All right, class is dismissed. Oh, Mary, do you think that Mike will be home this afternoon?
He should be.
Fine, I'll drop by. And remember, Mary, prayer changes things, and that includes people's minds.
I'll remember, Mr. Wayne. I'll be praying. Bye.
I'll get it.
Oh, hi, Mr. Wayne.
Hello there, Mike. Do you have a few minutes to visit?
Yeah, I guess so. Come in.
Ah, thanks. Well, did you have a nice birthday, Mike?
Yes, sir. I got your card. Thank you for the dimes.
Oh, you're most welcome. Hey, how does it feel to be a teenager?
Not much different, I guess. I kind of expected to feel, older, smarter, stronger, or something.
Yes, I know. But it doesn't seem to come overnight. We grow into those things so slowly, we don't realize we're growing. Hey, did you figure out what was so special about your dimes, Mike?
No, they just looked like ordinary dimes to me. What was so special?
They are silver dimes. Each one is worth at least 25 cents.
Wow, each one's worth a quarter?
Mm-hmm. Give me one and I'll show you how you can tell a silver dime from an ordinary one.
Mr. Wayne, I can't give you one. I spent them this morning.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry to hear that. Actually, those 10 dimes were worth $4 instead of $1.
Oh, no wonder why that guy at the service station put them in his pocket. I'll guarantee you he got the others out of the vending machines, too.
Well, he must have recognized their value. I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner, Mike. I thought you'd enjoy a little mystery. I intended to tell you about them at Sunday school this morning. It was a good example of today's lesson, but you weren't there.
No, I'm too old for Sunday school.
Oh, you are? That's strange, because I'm not. I hope I never get too old for Sunday school. Do you know what's happening to you, Mike?
No, what?
The devil is tricking you. In fact, he's about to cheat you out of something very valuable, your soul. He wants to drive a bargain with you. He wants you to sell out to him, Mike. Don't do it. He wants your time, your talents, your life, and all those good times he promised you will be cheap and unsatisfying. Only Jesus can really make you happy, Mike.
I see what you mean, Mr. Wayne. I guess I lost more than just my dimes this morning.
Yes, Mike, you did. But it's not too late to change your mind. You can back out of your deal with Satan. Tell him that you're not trading with him. Come back to Sunday school, Mike. Let Jesus be your master.
I will, Mr. Wayne.
Ah, great. And Mike, will you give Mary a message for me?
Sure. What?
Tell her to keep praying. Prayer has already changed one mind. That was such a good story. I hope you'll remember it. Don't let the devil shortchange you. Time's up for today's visit. Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. And all you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids and write to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Keys for Kids. That's what you ask for. And you can send that request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. You can also email your request to keysforkids@cbhministries.org. That's keysforkids@cbhministries.org. Goodbye now. God bless you.